See enough of you up dancing, so we need to increase. Marty needs coffee because that he just can't keep up with the pace of Virginia's wonderful drumming. So we're going to play a UB Blake piece called The Gypsy Blues. Resume. Please forgive me. These accidents do happen, even the best pianist and me. So.
You need a nail file.
That's a first.
All right. The medical emergency has been attended to. We are now ready to begin the Gypsy Blues. Its wonderful drum solos that Miss Virginia Tischner provided. She is so talented. Of course, you know her as a wonderful pianist, but she's so talented at the drums, she almost makes you think you're listening to a real instrument. That's how good she is. So now we're going to be playing, assuming I still have a job, I'm going to be playing a one-step called Taxi.
Thank you.
Like to play for you one of the most popular dances ever conceived, the waltz. This is a ragtime waltz by Mr. Scott Joplin, one of our all-time favorites, and it may lead you to feel like you're having a wonderful time, a pleasant moment, as it were, and that is the name of our piece, Pleasant Moments. And if you don't enjoy it, imagine how unpleasant things could get, because I have the power to have these doors locked, and no one leaves until everyone is smiling. Right, Petra?
In trouble already?
Yeah.
Here we go. Pleasant moment.
Thank you.
Marty was just telling me something very important that I was not aware of going on in the audience. Well, we were playing, my back is to you, so I can't really see. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very, very disappointed in you. There was one sad little couple dancing. We need more dancers out there. Now, I don't know what I'm gonna have to do to force you out there. What do I have to entice you with, threaten you with? But let's hope we don't have to go there. So this next piece is called the Cubanola Glide. It's really easy. You just sort of glide along the floor. Anyone can do it. Even people from Kansas could probably manage this. So here we go. Everybody dancing the Cubanola Glide. Thank you. Thank you very much. I couldn't see what was going on the dance floor, but I'm told you were all dancing. That was wonderful. Terrific. So proud of all of you. Now to reward you, we're playing you something you don't have to dance to. And this is called The Ragtime Oriole by James Scott. Who remembers the name of the composer of that last piece?
James Scott,
very good. Who can tell me where he spent most of his life and made his career?
The U.S.
Yes, very good. You win the prize. Missouri, close. I'm not exact, but any more precision? Does anyone know where? No, no. Kansas City.
Want to know where he's buried?
Yes, ma'am. Kansas City. Kansas City was a magnificent place for live entertainment. Wonderful creative spot. Still is today. especially in, there's a wonderful part of Kansas City called Leawood. That's where the real action takes place these days. So I'm told, at least in parts of June. Now we're going to play for you a piece. Someone over there mentioned New Orleans. We're going to play for you a piece from New Orleans, celebrating New Orleans. It's called Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Oh, and by the way, the dance floor is open. Gentlemen, your job is to go up and ask a lady to dance. And it could be the lady you brought. It doesn't have to be. There are lots of wonderful dancers here, I know for a fact. Many of them in this row here. You will not regret your choice. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being gentlemen. Whistling Rufus. But we're going to spice this up a bit by having a contest. If you can tell me you have to know it. You can't look it up on your phone. If you can tell me the year this was published, you will win a prize. As many of you know, there will be on Sunday after the festival finale, a big banquet dinner. There are still a few tickets available, and I happen to have one of those tickets. If you give me the correct year, you get to buy me a drink at that.
Oh, I'll do it. I think it was 1899 by Kerry Mills. We've been getting a lot of complaints already about the set, how it's going, and how some of the people on this stage have been treating the audience. And I think Marty's pretty sorry. But we're going to make him prove it by doing penance by playing the piano on this next piece. And I'm playing the tuba. Of his kisses, fill me with ecstasy. from the bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me, and not true without Harry's wild about me. For you, a piece that was originally introduced and composed by members of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. They were a very popular group in the late teens, early 20s. This is one of their most popular tunes, and I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but it's ideal for dancing. Some of you seem to have been under the impression that this was not a dancing set. That you could just sit here and listen. Oh, no, no. Everyone is required to dance. We have armed bodyguards at all the doors. No one leaves until everyone has gotten up to dance on this tune. Isn't that right? And John Reed Torres, who is our lead bodyguard, is actually a very fine dancer. So, ladies, line up, and he will dance with each and every one of you. And no, too late. Anyway, here we go with Blue in the Blues.
Thank you.
now for our final number, we are very proud to play for you a piece that was written by James Reese Europe for the most important dancing couple of the teens, Vernon and Irene Castle, to perform for exhibitions and perform at their own dance hall called the Castle House in New York City. And believe it or not, they called this the Castle House Rag. And Marty wants me to tell you that this has two drum solos, so we expect the applause to be thunderous. Because Virginia Tischner works very hard to put these festivals on.
Yes, she does.
She and her staff of hundreds work all year long to make sure that everything is perfect for you. Yeah. She has cats on her staff too. That's how much work is required. Anyway, here we go with our final number, and I just want to say what a pleasure it has been to play for you today. Thank you.